Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish. And we come to you every single day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL. And it's Thursday, and Thursday, as you know, as we started last week, we bring in the Daughters of St. Paul, and they come to talk to us, and we are in our second, we're about to begin, our second episode of our two-part episode on prayer from Sister Helena Burns. In the meantime, this is a good time for prayer, and it's a good time for us to be rooted in praying to the Lord so that we may draw closer to Him in light of this rather unique time, and so that we may hear what He's saying to us, how He is calling us to repentance and to be more faithful and stronger in Him. So let us listen to Sister Helena Burns.
Hey folks, this is Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul in Jamaica Plain. Welcome. Last time we were talking about prayer, especially during this Lenten time, but any time is a good time for prayer, of course. And the Lord is always speaking to us. The point is, we have to know how He speaks to me. It's different for everyone, completely different. So I can tell you how He speaks to me, but I have no idea how He speaks to you. And that takes time, you know? So you might not hear a voice. I rarely think I hear, you know, a voice inside my head, God speaking to me. Those are special, special occasions. But maybe He works with you through inspirations. All of a sudden, your heart is moved to do something good. Where does that come from? It comes from God. Maybe the Lord uses mentors in your life. Maybe it's spiritual reading that helps you. Maybe just quiet prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament is what helps you. And certainly Scripture, as we said last time, is God speaking directly to everyone. So if you are floundering around trying to figure out how God speaks to you, the Scriptures are a certain no-fail, surefire way that the Lord is speaking to each one of us, speaking to our hearts personally. Now, here's a little story. My brother and I love trivia, and we used to use an app called Quiz Cross, and I was far away from him where he lives, and I didn't know there was a chat feature to the Quiz Cross. And so we would play games, and I would see these little numbers popping up in the right-hand corner. I didn't know what they were. And he was chatting with me for an entire year. He was kind of texting me within this app, and I didn't know it. And then one day, I just clicked on the little numbers, and I found this whole trail of my brother speaking to me. And I said to him, finally, I said, how come you didn't tell me that there was this chat feature, and you kept talking to me even though I never answered you? And you know what he said to me? My brother's the best guy in the world. He said, well, I know you're busy. And I thought, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like, that's how God is with us, right? He's trying to get through, you know. He's always around us speaking to us, but we have to tune in, right? We have to, and it's not a game where He's hiding from us and He's making it difficult and we have to strain and strain and strain. It's more easy than that. So one thing I always say, it's so important. Prayer is not a technique. Prayer is not a technique. Do we have a technique of talking to our friends? Do we have to switch into a certain mode? No, it's just the most natural thing. But again, if we don't take the time and we're not sort of serious about prayer, then yeah, we're going to stay at a distance for a while from the Lord, even though He's not at a distance from us. So learn how the Lord speaks to you. I have another story about that too. One of our sisters, her brother is an EMT, really, really good at his job, so good that he wrote a manual for other EMTs, paramedics. And she thought her brother didn't have any faith. But one day she read this manual just because her brother wrote it. She's not in the medical field. And halfway through the book it said, well, you know, the only real rescuer is the Lord, you know, with a capital R. There's only one Savior, capital S, and we're just trying to imitate Him. Right in this manual. And she said, my brother does have faith, right? So, but maybe that's, as the Bible says, we have a measure of faith. Everyone has a different measure of faith. So maybe that's how he related to the Lord in his life-saving work as a paramedic. So again, don't judge yourself. Like, the Lord doesn't love me. I'm not special to him. I don't have a relationship with him. You absolutely do. It's just a matter sometime of relaxing and receiving how it is that he might be communicating with us. As we said last time, prayer is opening our mind, our will, and our heart to God. He sees everything we do anyway, everything we're thinking, desiring, feeling, willing. But he's a gentleman, and he waits for us to express that to him. Just like if you're a parent, your child, you see what your child is doing running around all day, and they come in and they say, "Mommy, Mommy, look what I found in the backyard." You were watching them in the backyard finding that thing. But you love to hear it from their own little lips what they were doing that day. So some of us try to hide from the Lord. We do this when we feel sinful, or we just kind of don't want to be bothered, or we want to be in total control of our own lives without letting him in. So it's all about letting him in. As the book of Revelation says, 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dine with him and he with me." Very intimate, right? What's more intimate than going out for coffee with your friends? And this is not a formal dinner with a butler and a tuxedo, unless you're into that kind of thing. The Lord wants to chill with us, right? There's a beautiful line in the Bible says, "The Lord even at night directs my heart." So one important thing is to be faithful to prayer time. Now, maybe you say, "Well, I don't have prayer time." Well, we need a little prayer time, no matter how busy our lives are, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes in the morning, 5 or 10 minutes before we go to bed. If you can be faithful to that prayer time, you're going to start to know what is the voice of the Lord for you, how he works with you, how he relates and communicates to you. And you'll build a history with the Lord. You'll be like, "Yeah, I remember the last time I felt that way or had that thought, that inspiration, and I followed it, and it really seemed like that was from the Lord." Well, now you can build on that. So they say the best time to pray is when you will, right? So if you're setting these impossible schedules for yourself and it's not working out, change it up until you find something that works. And again, just chatting with the Lord. If you want to use the scriptures or a spiritual reading book, fine. But here's how many forms of prayer we have as Catholic Christians. And again, I'm just scratching the surface, but find what you like to pray with, or the way you like to pray, because then you will pray that way. Here's just a smattering of different forms of Christian prayer: the Rosary, Eucharistic Adoration, Liturgy of the Hours, Novenas, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, Contemplation, Spontaneous Prayer, Intercessory Prayer, Christian Meditation, Silence, Praying in Nature, the Jesus Prayer, Taizé Prayer, Traditional Prayers of the Church, Memorized Prayers of the Church, Charismatic Prayer, Praise and Worship, Guided Meditation, Praying with Music, etc. There's many beautiful apps that can help us today with these different prayer forms. If you don't like praying alone all the time, join a prayer group. Start a prayer group. Any kind of prayer group you want. So we don't have to be praying alone. So it's not about our feelings. We don't just pray when we feel like praying, because sometimes we're dry. The saints were dry. We know that Mother Teresa had 50 years of dryness. Can you imagine? While she was serving the poor and becoming a saint and founding her religious order. So, you know, dryness is not an excuse not to show up. So even if we don't feel like praying, we still take that 5-10 minutes, whatever we've committed to, and even if we just have to sit there. Did you know that the Curé of Ars, St. John Vianney, one of the most wonderful priests who ever lived, French priest, he's now the patron saint of all priests. It used to be just pastors, and now it's all priests. And he saw this farmer going into the church every day. He'd lay his tools outside and go into the church. And one day he said to this farmer, What do you say to him when you go in there and you kneel before the tabernacle?" And he said, "Oh, I don't say anything." He said, "He looks at me and I look at him." What a perfect prayer. And I'm sure this farmer was exhausted at the end of the day. But what a beautiful prayer. There's a book, the title of a book, a little Irish man, probably from the west of Ireland there. He went to his priest one time and he confided, "The Father is very fond of me." Isn't it? But the Father's very fond of each one of us. It's not fancy stuff. It's simple, simple stuff that we can do to grow in our relationship with the Lord. which is what our whole life is about. Now think of this. We've heard the expression, half of life is showing up. Do you know what the other half is? Sticking around. Showing up and sticking around. St. John the Apostle, the Beloved, showed up at the cross. He was the only apostle who showed up at the cross. He stuck around and he witnessed the redemption of the world. So that's a biggie. We don't go by our feelings. Feelings are just, if we have good feelings in prayer, well, that's a consolation. But we also have something called desolation in prayer, where we don't feel much. We don't think the Lord is speaking to me today. That's fine. We still show up. We put in that time with the Lord to show him that we don't just love his consolations. We love the Lord of the consolations, not just the consolations of the Lord. So remember to be faithful to prayer time. Otherwise, we won't be building our relationship. We won't be building a history with the Lord where we say, I can trust him. I know he's there for me. I know he's there even when I don't feel like he's there. Here's another helpful mnemonic device about prayer and the different forms of prayer. Altar, A-L-T-A-R, adore, love, thank, ask, and repair. So if you're kind of saying, oh my gosh, I'm just asking the Lord for this, that, and the other thing, and I haven't praised him yet. Well, let's remember, A-L-T-A-R, I haven't adored him yet. I haven't loved him yet. I haven't asked for forgiveness or done some little reparation for the sins of the world or whatever. So we can balance out our prayer so that we don't just get stuck in one mode of prayer. But again, not to obsess over it. Oh, did I give, how many minutes did I spend adoring? How many minutes did I spend thanking? It's not important, as long as we are being faithful to our prayer times. So until next time, we'll continue this theme of prayer. God bless you.
Thank you, sister. That was Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. That's where their mother house is. I'm sure you're familiar with that. And I'm sure you're familiar that they have a bookstore on Route 1, but obviously it's closed during the quarantine. So in that case, you can visit their online store. It's called Pauline Store. And it's spelled Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E. Pauline Store, PAULINESTORE.com. And that's where you can find the materials that the Daughters of St. Paul offers for our spiritual growth. In the meantime, you can find us at SaintAnthonyAlston.org, S-A-I-N-T, and Saint Anthony Homilies, STAnthonyHomilies.com. Have a blessed day.